Willkommen zu einer neuen Folge von Inside IT BCB. Bei Inside IT BCB erhalten Sie alle zwei Wochen exklusive Einblicke hinter die Kulissen der International Telekom Beethoven Competition Bonn. Unser Ziel besteht darin, möglichst transparent interessierten jungen Pianistinnen Informationen an die Hand zu geben, durch die sie einen konkreten Eindruck der ITBCB gewinnen und besser einschätzen können, was sie erwartet, wenn sie sich für eine Bewerbung zum Wettbewerb entscheiden. In der heutigen fünften Folge sprechen wir mit Filippo Gorini, dem Gewinner des Jahres 2015, darüber, warum ausgerechnet junge Pianistinnen an dem Wettbewerb teilnehmen sollten und wie er die ITBCB in Erinnerung hat. Für das Gespräch switchen wir jetzt mal ins Englische.
To begin with, can you introduce yourself to the listeners?
Well, my name is Filippo Gorini. I am 27 now. I was 20 when I participated and won the first prize in the Telekom Beethoven competition in Bonn 2015. And since then, I've been performing as a concert pianist all over the world, mainly in Europe, focusing on Beethoven's music and in general, the other German composers.
What does your musical journey look like? So, for example, what are your earliest music-related memories?
Well, my father is a physicist, but he used to play the piano when he was younger. So from even my earliest memories, I have memories of him playing the piano to me and my older brother, or making us sing, or listening to music on car trips and so on. And I have a feeling that music, without being pushed onto me, but was always in my life. And then when I grew a little bit older, at 5 or 6, I started taking lessons to play the piano. And it was never something that was forced onto me. And I didn't really practice seriously or go to any competition or anything like that until it became my own choice that I loved music and wanted to practice 5, 6, 7 hours a day and hopefully make it my profession in the future. And that happened around 11 or 12 years old.
I want to talk a bit about performing. So what does it feel like to perform on stage, and do you have any pre-show rituals maybe?
Well, the feelings can change very much depending on where you're playing, what people you're playing for, what pieces, whether you feel like you've practiced enough and you are in control, or you feel like your conscience is not clean and you're struggling for this concert, or maybe you're not feeling well on that day. But mainly, you know, the aspiration, the ideal is where you go on stage, you are just happy to be playing music that you love, that you have practiced for years, and you want to offer it to the public. And since that is the goal, what we can do as pianists is try to make it so that we always achieve that state in concerts as often as possible. And you achieve that by carefully planning which programs you play, which concerts you accept or not, and what you do and how you practice in the days and the day of the concert. I'm happy that now I have a bit more control over my engagements and the programs, and more often than not, incredibly happy and just full of energy to perform for people. And that is, I think, the blessing of my life, the fact that I love playing and I have chances to do so for the public. In terms of rituals, I don't think I have rituals in the sense of things that bring good luck or whatever, but I do try to make sure that I eat something a couple of hours before a concert so that I have energies, that I stay warm and I stay calm and I have no stress on the day of a concert, that I can warm up my hands. All these things, you know, over the years I've changed what kind of things I do on the day of the concert, tweaking and tweaking so that I know now what kinds of things I can do to make myself feel at my most comfortable and powerful for concerts.
So you mentioned your love of music to be like one of the most important things, and the reason why you perform. So if you could pick like one piece that has inspired you the most throughout your career, which piece would you pick and why?
If I could pick one piece, that's always the hardest question, because I'm always tempted to just say whichever one I'm working on at the moment, because if I am spending time on a piece of music in any moment, it's because I feel right in that moment that that is the music that I need in my life. But I would say that there are two pieces that clearly stand out. One are the Diabelli Variations by Beethoven. This was a piece that I started studying when I was 18, during a time when I had just had a car accident. I was bedridden basically for about 40 days and could only sit down or stand up for about half an hour a day. And I used that half an hour, of course, to go to the piano and play something. And out of those 40 days, I read for the first time all of the 33 Diabelli Variations by Beethoven. And then this music became the piece of my graduation recital in conservatory, the piece that I played in the Beethoven competition in the second round, which most impressed the judges. It became my first CD recording and has been in my programs ever since. And I think what fascinates me about this music is its wide scope and the possibility of creating an immense journey starting from a very, very simple theme. And I find that this is something that probably fascinates me so much, because the other piece that I will cite is very similar in these regards. It's The Art of Fugue by Bach, which I was already studying very slowly, very quietly, when I took part in the Beethoven competition, but I never played it in public until after the first lockdown in 2020. And now it's been the center of an important project for me, where I've recorded The Art of Fugue. I've played it at this point about 30 times in public. I've presented it in lecture recitals, and I've collected a series of interviews on Bach's music and its poetics with people ranging all sorts of different cultural disciplines, from dance to music to literature, architecture, movie direction, and so on. And this has been in itself a great journey for me, working and meeting these people and playing this music. But again, what is key for me in a piece of music is the feeling that from something simple, you manage to create this universe of feelings, of emotion, this something that satisfies both intellectual, emotional, and physical needs of a musician. This is when I feel in love with a piece and performing it, is when all these three things come together. And then I'm always completely confident that this is something that will also make the audience interested, happy, and moved.
You've already mentioned the Beethoven competition. How would you describe the competition in three words?
Very stressful glory. I don't know, it's hard, but I like this game. What I can say about the experience, of course it was very stressful. I had never played so much music in so few days on such a prestigious level with jurors and other competitors that were incredible musicians. And so the level of stress, of adrenaline, of tension during those 7 days that the competition lasted for me in 2015 was incredible, like nothing else I've experienced even afterwards. But at the same time, there was this glorious feeling of celebrating Beethoven's music in Beethoven's town and being able to play the music I loved for many people who attended every single round of the competition, and then making it through one round after the other, and finally playing in the final round for the first time in my life with an orchestra, the Emperor Concerto that I had been studying and dreaming to play since many years. This was all a series of, yes, stresses and happiness and joy and concern, and at the end just being moved and grateful that somehow they picked me as the winner.
You were only 20 years old when you won the competition. What would you say are the pros and cons of having such major success at such an early age?
The pros are very evident. You get opportunities to play concerts in important stages and possibly make recordings, you know, to start a professional career with quite a substantial spotlight on you at a very young age, which means you still have the time to impress more and more people, to develop as you do that, and to let your career grow naturally without needing to force things. At the same time, I do feel that the biggest dangers are growing complacent or arrogant. The idea that, oh, I've won the competition, now everything is owed to me, or I'm so great. Whereas the mysteries of music span well further than what the level of any piano competition can measure and contain. As well as the risk of not, especially at first, you know, you change your life completely. You go from a quiet life of studying music, preparing maybe for some competition and some small concerts, to suddenly playing many concerts, many programs. It's hard to adjust to the traveling and the eating chaotically and all these things while trying to keep time for yourself to practice, also to learn new repertoire. At 20, your repertoire, my repertoire, is not yet formed. You still need to learn so many new pieces. And it's much harder to do that when you suddenly have 30, 40, 50 concerts a year to take care with a lot of time spent traveling as well. But it's fundamental for growth, which is what is going to sustain the career on a more long term. So I would say that those two, one is in character, inside yourself, of losing some humility and devotion to music, and the other is not finding enough time to practice and learn new repertoire while maintaining a high standard for your concerts. These two are the biggest dangers.
You've already won several competitions before this one. What makes this competition so unique for you?
Well, the other competitions I had won until then were all either at the national level in Italy or anyway with age limitations, so open up to 18-year-old or 19-year-old or 20 or whatever. And as healthy and good as these competitions are for young musicians to take part in, they are never really doing much in terms of guaranteeing or starting a career, because just the way they're perceived is very different. It's like the Baby Olympics or something, I don't know. It's very different when you decide to actually step up in the, let's say, real world and play with colleagues that are sometimes older than you, more experienced, and where you're not presenting yourself as a student, but an aspiring concert pianist. Then there are many competitions like this, you know, international competitions without age limitations or with high age limitations, like 33 or 34 or whatever. And usually there are the main differences between each competition are the repertoire that's asked of you and the way the rounds are structured. And I found that the Telekom Beethoven competition was perfect for me because the repertoire is focused on German composers and especially Beethoven, which always have been, since I was 11, 12, the composers I loved the most and wanted to perform the most. And also, I know one of my strengths is being able to keep a lot of music in my memory and well-practiced at the same time. It takes me maybe, I think, more time compared to other pianists to learn a new piece. But once I've learned it properly, I could not play it for 2 years and then practice it for one day and play it in concert again. And most people wouldn't be able to tell the difference. And in a competition like the Beethoven competition, where you have, I think, 4 hours and a half or five of repertoire that you need to be prepared to play in a span of maximum 9 days or 10, that's a kind of strength that you need to show. And it's very intelligent to demand this of competitors, because it's something that you often need in the real world if you start playing concerts. It's not enough to have one program and play it 1,000 times. Maybe it becomes something that you can do if you're very, very famous. But mostly, you will have to adjust to different things, and you can't pick the dates of your concerts. When they come, you have to be ready to accept them. Also, the other thing I loved about this competition was the none of the rounds felt like tests or examinations. You know, the classic 15-minute first round where you play one etude, one movement of a classical sonata, and one Bach prelude and fugue. That I never felt comfortable playing that kind of round, where almost before you are judged for your musicianship, you're just evaluated for, I don't know, basic elements or something. I'm not sure what people are looking for in a round like that. It feels to me like there is so little room for showing personality, for showing interpretation, for showing ability of programming, all the things that I care very much about. And in the Telekom Beethoven competition, the first round is already a 45-minute recital, including one of the three last Beethoven sonatas. That for me was the one thing when I saw that I knew I wanted to take part. Because what happens is, even if you don't pass the first round, you at least go to Bonn and perform a recital of 50 minutes for a very good number of people in the audience. And that is a worthwhile experience musically in itself, compared to flying somewhere, playing in an empty room, one etude and one short movement, and then being disqualified or something. That didn't ever feel right to me.
What advice would you give to future participants? So what should they maybe consider when applying for this competition?
I think, well, besides the obvious things, like prepare yourself fully. Like, I took, I think, 7 or 8 months before the competition where I only played repertoire that was in the competition, whether in my concerts that I had already from before, or what I was studying or playing at lessons or masterclasses with other teachers. But I was focused on that music for at least 7, 8 months. and the effect this has on you and on who will be listening to you compared to people who tend to jump from competition to competition, adapting their repertoire. The kind of focus and determination you have is just going to be completely different. And it's that small edge which usually makes the whole difference for jurors and audience alike. Then I would think about carefully choosing the repertoire for this competition, because there is a substantial margin of flexibility, which means you can show your personality in the contemporary piece you choose, in the modern works, in the romantic works you choose. The more generic and bland your choices are, the more you are showing that maybe you are a competent pianist, but not a particularly interesting artist. So really think about who you are, what music you care for, and go for that. And then when you play, just play your heart out. The audience is very warm. The jury members are not there in the spirit of examining you, but in the spirit of finding an expressive, moving new artist to try and start a career for. So this is what they will want to hear and they will want to receive from competitors.
The International Telecom Beethoven Competition states, our declared aim is to discover promising young, artistically excellent pianists and to foster their long-term careers through the accolades and further support provided by the Telecom Beethoven Competition. Looking back, what did you gain from this experience, and can you support this statement or approve of it?
Oh, I certainly support the statement and approve it. The Telecom Beethoven Competition for me was definitely the launching event which divided the time of being a student and made me start being a concert pianist. After the competition, besides the prize money, which really on the, when you see things properly, it's the least that the competition offers you is the money. Then the first tour of concerts in Europe, that already gave me a platform to experience what it's like to play many concerts in good halls with good orchestras and so on, and recitals. And after that, I was always helped by the competition through whether it was receiving Steinway Prize winner concerts, even a couple of years after the competitions, which were linked to the competition, or being invited back to Bonn, or in their support in trying to understand which managers could work better for me and whatnot. It's like the competition has always been present since I won in trying to help me go further in my career in the best possible way. And I still feel, even now it has been 7 years, I guess, I still feel that everything has been born from that. And I've been trying to grow my career organically from that point on.
You are returning to Bonn in March for a concert.
I am, yes.
Yes. How does it feel coming back after 7 years?
I mean, at this point, Bonn is almost like a second home to me. I'm still in touch with my host family from the time of the competition. I've been to their house so many times. I've played so many other concerts in Bonn in these years. I've met them in other cities where they've traveled to listen to my concerts, or we were by chance in Vienna in the same time together, and so on and so forth. And every time I come to Bonn, I feel this is one place where I'm wanted and where people are happy to listen to me play. They are excited to know that I'm coming back. And that is the best condition to be in for a pianist, when you don't feel like you're being put to a test but that people want to receive all the music that you can give. This is what motivates me the most, at least.
Thank you very much. We are done with our questions.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Good luck to all the new competitors. I'm looking forward to listening to the performances in this anniversary edition of the competition. And thank you for your questions.